Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight, a great show. Sarah Vaughan, Count Basie, Paul Anka, Glenn Miller, and many more, so stick around. Now, coming up in the next 10 minutes, it'll be the great Bobby Darin. We'll have Peggy Lee, and right now, to get us started, it's Charlie Barnett and the Pompton Turnpike.
To see that old goodbye forever, old fellows and gals. Goodbye forever, old sweethearts and pals. Gee, but I'd give the world to see that old gang of mine.
There is an air about her, something so square about her, that makes you care about her more than you should. First that funny feeling, then the warm comes on, a dull familiar lull before the storm comes on. The inconceivable becomes achievable, it's unbelievable what you can do. When that funny feeling touches you, and she has got that funny feeling too. That funny feeling that puts such demands on you, better never let her get her hands on you. The inconceivable becomes achievable, it's unbelievable what you can do. Once that funny feeling touches you,
oh, that's my man, Bobby Darin, and a song he wrote called That Funny Feeling. This was on a CD called Ultra Lounge. This recorded in September of 1964. Before that, it was Peggy Lee along with husband Dave Barber and his band. And a song you don't hear very much anymore, written by Billy Rose and Ray Henderson, called That Old Gang of Mine. Doesn't mean it wasn't popular. It was actually on the hit parade 6 times between 1923 and 1938 by various artists. And we started with a big song for Charlie Barnett called The Pompton Turnpike. Charlie Barnett had a birthday on this week, born in October of October 26th of 1913. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1973 that Richard M. Nixon pulled out his presidential pistol and let him have it that night. Nixon was under heavy pressure to turn over some of his tape recordings he had made of conversations with various folks in the Oval Office. The tape conversations were regarding the break-in at the Watergate apartment office complex in Washington, D.C. Well, it seems that special Watergate prosecutor Archibald Cox, who Nixon had appointed, was plying the pressure, thinking there might be some interesting stuff on those tapes. So, on this week in 1973, the president asked U.S. Attorney General Elliot Richardson to fire Cox. Richardson refused, so Nixon fired Cox himself. Then, in protest, Richardson resigned. Well, Nixon, a little peeved by now, fired Deputy Attorney William W. Ruckelshouse, who had also refused to fire Cox. Well, unfortunately for the U.S. president, the Saturday Night Massacre, as it immediately came to be named, made things only worse. Nixon eventually did turn over the tapes, but since there were little pieces of dialogue mysteriously missing, suspicion about the president's involvement in Watergate grew to the point where, as you know, he resigned from office, and that happened on August 9th of 1974, rather than face almost certain impeachment. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Glenn Miller. We'll hear from Mel Torme. And here's a wonderful song. It's Nancy Wilson and Tonight.
Tonight, tonight won't be just any night. Tonight there will be no morning star. Tonight, tonight I'll see my love tonight, and for us stars will stop where they today. The minutes seem like hours, the hours go so slowly, and still the sky is light. Oh, moon, grow bright and make this endless day endless night. This endless day, endless night, tonight, tonight, tonight,
that you told me those little white lies. The stars all seem to know that you didn't mean all those sighs. The night that you told me those little white lies, I try, but there's no forgetting. When evening appears, I sigh, but there's no regretting. In spite of my tears, the devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies. There's no forgetting when evening appears, I sigh, but there's no regretting. In spite of my tears, the devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies. Now, I wouldn't exactly call you a liar, baby, but ooh, how you prevaricate.
Well, it's 20 minutes past 10, and you're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. That's one of my very favorites. Glenn Miller wrote it, and it didn't write it. Glenn Miller played it. It was American Patrol. Before that, it was Mel Torme with the Meltones, and a Walter Donaldson tune from 1930, a famous one, on the hit parade five times. Fred Waring had it on in 1930. And it ran up on the hit parade to 1948 when Dinah Shore had it on. The song was Little White Lies. And we started with Nancy Wilson with a song from West Side Story, a wonderful one called Tonight. Well, it was on this week back in 1944 that U.S. General Douglas MacArthur waded ashore at Lady Gulf in the Philippines 2.5 years after uttering the very famous words, "I shall return." This time, MacArthur said, actually he said several times to the benefit of photographers, "People of the Philippines, I have returned." On this week back in 1957, Walter Cronkite hosted a weekly documentary beginning this night, The 20th Century, reported on major events that shaped the modern world history. Cronkite was the only narrator of this program through the final show on January 4th of 1970. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Sarah Vaughan. We'll have Count Basie. And here's Paul Anka and Jump.
I get up, and nothing ever gets me down. You got it tough, huh. I've seen the toughest around. And I know, baby, just how you feel. You gotta roll with the punches to get what's real. Oh, can't you see me standing here? I got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. Can't you see what I mean? Might as well jump.
Jump.
Might as well jump.
Jump.
Go ahead, jump.
Jump.
Go ahead and jump.
Jump. Hey, you.
Huh. Hey, babe, how you been? You say you don't know, you don't know until you begin. Can't you see me standing here? I got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you see. Can't you see what I mean? Might as well jump.
Jump.
You might as well jump.
Jump.
Go ahead, jump.
Jump.
Go ahead and just jump.
Jump.
Knock yourself out. Standing here, I got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. Can't you see what I mean? Might as well jump. Might as well jump. Go ahead, jump. Jump, baby.
Jump.
Come on, jump.
Jump.
Might as well jump.
Jump.
Go ahead, knock yourself out.
Jump.
Go ahead and jump.
Jump.
Come on and jump.
Jump.
Now here we go with our theme, the 1 o'clock jump.
Thank you.
that song. Written by Alan Brandt back in 1952. Done here by Sarah Vaughan. She does a great job on That's All. We heard from Count Basie and a song written by Count Basie, 1 o'clock Jump. And it was on the hit parade in 1937, again in, oddly enough, in 1947. And we started with Paul Anka, a CD recorded in 2004 featuring the John Clayton Orchestra. The song was Jump. I'm Bill Cartwright, and coming up in the next 10 minutes, we're going to be hearing from Bob Everly with Helen O'Connell. We'll have Billie Holiday. And here's a song that was recorded on this day back in 1939 on Columbia Records. It was by the Benny Goodman Band. It came out to be his theme song. It is Let's Dance.
me. He'll play a 2x4, but not for me. I know that love's a game. I'm puzzled just the same. Was I the moth or flame? I'm all at sea. It all begins so well, but what an end. This is the time I fell, I need a friend. When every happy plot ends with a marriage knot, and there's no knot for me.
Tangerine, she as bright as flame. Tangerine, when she dances by, senorita stare and cavaliera sigh. And I've seen toasts to tangerine raised in every bar across the Argentine. Yes, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to tangerine.
Masquerad eye and chapeau by day. Tangerine, with her lips of flame, if the color keeps, Louis Philippe's to blame. And I've seen clothes on Tangerine where the label says from Macy's Mezzanine. She's got the guys in a whirl, but she's only fooling one girl. She's only fooling Tangerine.
Well, that was Helen O'Connell and Bob Eberle teaming up on a song written by Johnny Mercer and Victor Scherzinger back in 1942 called Tangerine. This was in a famous film with Fred Astaire called The Fleet's Inn. We heard from Billie Holiday, backed up by such notables as Ben Webster and Harry Sweets Edison, Jimmy Rawls, and Barney Kessel, from a George and Ira Gershwin tune from 1930 in a musical called Girl Crazy. The song was But Not For Me. And, of course, we heard Let's Dance by Benny Goodman, his theme song from 1936. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1932 that Fred Allen made his radio debut. His wife, Portland Hoffa, joined him on the CBS radio network. His comedy variety program, now listen to this, was known as the Lint Bath Club Review. Then it became the Salad Bowl Review. Then it became the Sal Hepatica Review. Then the Hour of Smiles, Town Hall Tonight, the Texaco Star Theater. And then finally, somebody came up with just a little bit of sense and came up with simply the one we know it by, the Fred Allen Show. That good program stayed on radio for 17 years. It was on this week back in 1861 that the western section of the Transcontinental Telegraph Line was finished, and that completed the first Transcontinental Telegraph Line. This brought the demise of, sadly, of the Pony Express. And on this week in 1861 also, telegrams were then sent coast to coast for the first time in the United States. Now let's get back to more music on Swing. We're coming up, we're going to be hearing from Les Brown, from Louis Armstrong. And here's Ella Fitzgerald with Buddy Bregman and Night and Day.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating you, 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 night and day.
So pathetic that I always found it best, instead of getting them all off my chest, to let them rest on express. I hate parading, serenading, as I probably missed a ball. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You the tops, the Coliseum, you the top, you a Louvre Museum, you a melody from a symphony by Strauss, you a Vandal bonnet, Shakespeare sonnet, you a Mickey Mouse, you the Nile, you the tower of Pisa. Mama, you'll smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. Buddy, baby, I'm the bottom, you the top. You the top. You Mahatma Gandhi. You the top. You Napoleon Brandy. You the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You the National Gallery. You Crosby, sorry. You a cellophane. Mama, you sublime. You a turkey dinner. Oh, you the time of a derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that's faded soon to pop. Buddy, baby, I'm the bottom, you the top. Ba-da-ba-do-dee-doo-dee-dee.
You're listening to Swing on WMUB and WVXU. I'm Bill Cartwright. We just heard from Les Brown, his band of renown, and a wonderful piece. I love this, called Lover's Leap, from a CD called The Les Brown Story. We heard from Louis Armstrong and a Cole Porter tune called You're the Top. It was, incidentally, on this week back in 1934 that Cole Porter himself recorded his own composition, this one, You're the Top, from the show Anything Goes on Victor. And we heard from Ella Fitzgerald with another Cole Porter tune, this one from 1932. Yeah, very, very famous one called Night and Day. This recorded in February of 1956. Well, it was on this week back in 1936. This is 1936, folks. Pan American Airways Philippine Clipper arrived in Hong Kong from San Francisco, establishing the first commercial air service between North America and the continent of Asia. On this week back in 1836, Sam Houston took the oath of office as the first president of the newly formed Republic of Texas. And on this week back in 1934, bank robber Charles Pretty Boy Floyd was shot to death by federal agents on Ellen Conklin's 50-acre farm near East Liverpool, Ohio. Floyd was nicknamed the People's Bandit because of his willingness to burn bank mortgages during robberies. This gave many people free homes and farms. He also gave money to needy folks who were hard hit by the Great Depression. We have time for a few more, and right now, here's Sinatra with Don Costa and Hallelujah, I Love Her So.
Let me tell you about a gal I know. She's my baby. Door. Every morning before the sun comes up, she brings my coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yes I know, hallelujah, I just love her so. When I'm in trouble and I got no friends, I know she'll go with me down to the end. Everybody asks me, how do I know? I smile at them and say she told me so. That's why I know, yes I know, hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone, tell her that I'm all alone. By the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, hanging around, she just kisses me and then holds me tight and tells me, baby, everything's gonna be all right. That's why I know, yes I know, hallelujah, I just love her so.
Thank you. all around the world in a plane. I've settled revolutions in fame, and the North Pole I have charted. Still I can't get started with you.
You're listening to Bunny Berrigan right now with an Ira Gershwin and Vernon Duke tune from 1935 called I Can't Get Started. And we started with Frank Sinatra with Don Costa with a Leo Robin and Vincent Yeomans tune from 1927 called Hallelujah, I Love Her So. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. I hope you'll come back and join us again next Saturday night between 10 and 11 for lots more wonderful music on swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.
I dream day and night of you, and I scheme.